It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stretch run of Grant and Danny. We'll take you up to 6:30. The Nats play the Blue Jays in 1 hour at Rogers Center in Toronto. You ever been to that ballpark?
I never have.
Been there a bunch. Was covering LCSs for MLB Network Radio for a few years when they got there. It's very loud in the playoffs because they closed the roof. There's also a hotel.
Right there in center field?
Out behind center field. Did you guys see the video of Colton Cowser launching a baseball up to like the very top row of the hotel rooms? Another funny thing, not necessarily G-rated, but still funny.
Okay.
So earmuffs, everybody. There are some like viral videos of like games in the sixth inning where it's just quiet, nobody's there. And there are some people enjoying themselves in the hotel room, very obviously with like the window open. So that everyone can hear them at Rogers Center.
Oh, the window's open? They, like, I thought it was like you had a visual you could see, but it's not even that.
Like they're making noise so that it can be heard out and about.
They're making, wonder what they're doing.
And you're in a
there.
Hotel room, so no one can, like, someone going to come stop you and kick you out?
Are they playing Twister up there?
I don't think they're playing Twister.
The spirited game of Twister.
Yes, very loud game of Twister.
Playing Pinochle. This show is exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Moran. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know that we sent you. That is kmlawyers.com.
We got to get to our guy, Chris Nocke, in just 1 second, but my phone was recording everything I was saying and trying to send it to my buddy Kyle Gibson.
Oh, no.
Who pitches for the Orioles.
Oh, no.
Like, read that. What is that text? Okay. What is it with me and relievers?
I'm not going to send it, I promise.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
What is it with me and relievers?
Stretch out. Okay, stretch out of Grant and Danny. We'll take up to 6:30. Nats play Blue Jays in 1 hour. Rogers Center in Toronto. Have ever been to that ballpark there? A bunch have covered LCS for the MLB Network Radio for you. This is the
It's just what we were trying to keep up.
Yeah. No, no, no. There's also a hotel out behind center field. Did you guys see the video of Colton Cowher launching a baseball up to like the very top row of the hotel rooms? Another funny thing, but still funny. So earmuffs, everyone. There are some like viral videos of like games in the sixth, which is quiet in there. Nobody's there. And there are some people enjoying themselves in the hotel room.
Yeah.
Very obviously like that window open, et cetera, et cetera. Not as bad as what you said to Kinsler.
Not as bad. All right. No good transition, but let's go to the Rude guest hotline right now. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and apologize for how this segment has begun.
Sorry, Chris.
Just a couple of guys off the rails here. Let's get to business with our guy, Chris Nocke. What's up, Chris?
That's a hell of an intro right there. that is. I've been on on the station 1,000 times. That's as good as you can get,
Nocke,
for sure.
You ever stayed in the outfield?
I was going to say,
have
you been to the Rogers Center? Shock, shock, style.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
All right, well, let's talk Maryland basketball. So before we get to what's next, because I do want your insight on where they go from here, What is your take on how Willard handled the last 2 weeks?
How about clown-like? Is that a... I just think he just it was as poorly handled as you could have done it. And, you know, in retrospect, and you have the benefit of a little bit of history now in your rear view, it's hard for me, fellas, to think that this deal wasn't done a month or 6 weeks ago. Everything you think, think about these things. Any coach in America who's got the kind of team he did at Maryland would be worried about distractions as you get into the NCAA tournament. Any those distractions became man-made by their head coach. There was never any word or inkling from Villanova or Villanova's camp about any other candidates. That is a great sports town. There's some great sports journalism there. Never a peep about other candidates. And, you know, I'd heard from a lot of friends, some of whom are basketball coaches in that town, that Willard was wired into that situation. So in retrospect, it feels like it was done a long time ago. And all the public hand-wringing that we saw from him was really more of an act that he started at Seton Hall before he left for Maryland, and then we just saw him almost word for word say the exact same thing. You know, angst-ridden guy, I haven't talked to my family, I haven't talked to my agent, yada, yada, yada. And I was on the trip with a team out west, and I may have my travel privileges revoked after saying this, but I will tell you that there were people there that looked a lot like his wife and kids on that trip. So to think that,
but they just didn't have any time to talk.
There's no speaking time there.
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, he was watching film the whole time. So I don't know. It just defies logic. It was handled so poorly. And the other thing it did, too, there are two byproducts of this, too, and I mentioned this to Doc when I was on the air with him yesterday. It made it so Maryland fans couldn't enjoy a Sweet 16 moment. You know, when Derek Queen hits that shot, they're the toast of college basketball for a matter of a couple of hours, and then all the Willard shenanigans started. And so you don't even get a chance to really appreciate that and have fun with that after 10 years of not being able to get to the Sweet 16. And then lastly, and I'm sorry, this is a long-winded answer to your question, but the last thing is that there were some really great candidates that would have been ideal for this position if he hadn't left everybody hanging. And those guys are gone. Now, it's a fantastic job. It's a great college basketball coaching job. They're going to get somebody good, but there were a couple of guys out there, you know, whether it's Ryan Odom at VCU or the guy at Colorado State, just fantastic. Nico Medved, just fantastic. And those guys are now, of course, long gone on the market. So it just there's so many parts to this that it just that kind of stink. I'm not sure where to start. How did I do?
Pretty darn good, Chris. Chris Nocky with us here on G&D. So So help me understand something. You're much closer to this than I am. So if we go with the premise, and I think what you said made a lot of sense, that this was all but locked in, him going to Villanova, then what was he doing? What it looked like to me, Chris, is the kerosene was dumped on the Maryland program with the whole press conference and outing the AD and all this other kind of stuff. Dumped the kerosene, sitting there holding the match going, I'll drop it. I'll drop it unless I get all these things I want. What was that if this was already kind of a done deal?
I was creating a narrative. Creating a narrative so if and when he left, these are the reasons why I've made them all public. And, in fact, all those things – and, I you know, it's hard to argue with some of the things that he wanted to make sure that he was in line and competitive with the people he recruits against. They gave him virtually everything he wanted. The last offer sheet he got had absolutely all those things on there. They're also bringing a new practice facility online next month. You know, I mean, every box was checked. It was just simply – it was a public airing of the grievances so that he could sort of document, here's why I'm going to leave.
Chris Nocky calls Maryland basketball games with Johnny Holiday on the radio, joining us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. You went into the candidates that may have made sense had the timing been better. What does that pool look like now?
I think that people are back channeling this. I think you've got a lot of sitting power five coaches that are really intrigued. While there are no Big Ten teams remaining in the tournament, you know, it's a very strong conference in a lot of ways, not just the level of competition. It's also the financial stability, the TV contract, the TV money's just outrageous. There are a lot of positive reasons to be a part of this program. So my guess is, and I'm not a part of this, and thank God I'm not, but my guess is that there's a lot of back channeling going on. And of course there'll be some young guys that want the job that you know, you want to make sure you talk to, even if it's just briefly. This job has to be filled pretty quickly. Every day you're out of the portal, the transfer portal, means you're a couple miles behind. So I know they've got an open AD position. This is one of those ass backwards things where they'll hire a basketball coach well before they hire the AD. It's out of necessity at this point.
Yeah, not ideal, but it's Argo, man. Best of the bad ideas, I guess. Right?
Exactly.
Figure it out as you go. What do you make of this perception that they have to hire a Maryland guy, like a Michigan man kind of thing? And I ask that because I am not a believer in shrinking your talent pool and hiring processes generally. Like, my issue with Moneyball over the years was, wait, so you're telling me I can't draft the best high school baseball player in America? You know, you're telling me I can't get this athlete because I need to get this on-base percentage dude who plays first base? I don't like the, how many guys are there that have a Maryland background that are qualified? I know that Simpkins is awesome, but otherwise, like, who's the guy?
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. And I should also give you this caveat that I didn't wear the uniform. I don't have the letter jacket. I've been doing the games for 26 years, and I think I understand sort of the psychological profile of a lot of Maryland fans. And I get why they would say that, but I think that's biting off your nose to spite your face. You really want to make yourself available to a wide swath of people, whether they went to Maryland, whether they didn't. That's just so self-limiting to take that approach. I'm respectful of a guy like Steve Blake who stepped up on Twitter. He was a wonderful player, a great competitor. I'm respectful of that. I just don't think that you can make that hire that way. But that's my own opinion. Others may feel differently.
Okay, so to me, Chris, and again, you're closer to this than I am. I've watched from afar. Both my parents went there. I used to be a much bigger Maryland fan than I am because Maryland told me with the move to the Big Ten and, you know, sort of football being this priority, we're trying to change. We're trying to be something different than we were. And that's sort of what I still see at the kind of the core is that is, I don't want to call it an identity crisis, but something close to it. To me, basketball kind of took a back seat wrongly for a while, and now it seems like it's coming back in this era of NIL and to keep up with the Joneses, to the point that actually Willard was making. So where is the school now in terms of its athletic department and the overall mission here? If there's a pie, is the slice going to be big enough for basketball going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the changes they made, after Willard brought that to light. And I think that'll be absolutely be in place for the next guy. And just as a really brief history lesson, I know there are a lot of Maryland fans that, you know, were wringing their hands for a long time about the move from the ACC. My guy Kevin Sheehan, you know, I had to tell him 5 or 6 years ago, you got to get over this. You know, that we're in a far better place. You look at where the ACC is right now. But, Danny, to your point, I mean, Maryland football could have a great, great season next year and still be the sixth best program right in the Big Ten. We don't have the tradition, the stadium size. It just, and I know Locks, I know he's trying like hell to overcome all that. I just think that the realization has to be, you know, who we are. And traditionally, we've had some good years in football, but I mean, we've had a run in basketball. Or you look at what the success over the last like 50 years or so, and it's pretty remarkable. Some of the talent, the players, the coaches that have roamed those halls.
Is the perception, and we're talking to Chris Nocke, color commentator, Maryland Radio, is the perception that they care more about football than basketball reality? I mean, that's what outsiders like. That's what perturbs along the question that Danny just asked you. Like, hey, you're a basketball stool. Act like it.
No, I don't. So here's the deal. You've got 105 players on a football team or whatever that number is. It's literally seven or eight times what you have in a basketball program, right? And so their pie, the piece of the pie is going to be bigger. And you also have to come to the realization, I get it, football is the tail that wags the dog here. You know, football is the reason why the Big Ten has the kind of money to distribute to member schools. It's because of largely because of that football contract. But I do know also that there were, what, eight, nine Big Ten teams in the NCAA tournament. There will be a significant slice of that NCAA pie that goes to member schools as a result of that level of participation. I just think that some schools, Penn State, to me, is a football school, right? I mean, they've had middling success in basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, there are very few schools really that do it all really well. And you know, Michigan comes to mind. Ohio State, sometimes, you know, they've had some pretty good years in basketball, won some championships back in the 60s. I don't know if that's relevant now, but I just think you have to know who you are for sure. And I agree with you. I don't think that it's an inordinate amount spent on football. I think it's, you know, if I'm reading what I'm reading about the way they've sliced this, it seems like appropriate to me.
So, Chris, my last one for you is here. The timing of this, I think, is also really hard. You already mentioned it, right? Some of the candidates would have been great are off the marketplace now. But what about also player movement and some of those other things? I saw or heard a report that Rodney Rice has already entered the transfer portal. Going to be tough to kind of get guys back, going to be tough to get guys in. This process needs to kind of go light speed, but you also want to do due diligence there. What about the timing for maybe this next coming season or two?
Yeah, so if I'm advising any player in this day and age, Danny, I'm telling them to go into the portal.
Yeah.
And the reason is it allows that guy benchmark himself. What right. am I, you know, you don't know what you're worth until you find out what other people are willing to pay you. That doesn't mean you're not going back. I can tell you, you know, knowing those guys enjoyed Maryland. They had a really good time. They were prime guys on a really good basketball team. This doesn't mean they're not coming back at all. This is them kicking the tires. And I completely understand the way the system is set up. Hell, it'd be silly not to go out and see what they can get elsewhere. That doesn't mean they can't take it back to Maryland and say, listen, I want to stay, but you're going to have to hit this number because that's what, you know, Michigan just offered me.
No, that's well said.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I do think that this is just a massive setback, though. I have a hard time believing with the timing of his exit, the momentum that they had, that this is a 3-4 year kind of setback and crippler. Do you disagree with that?
I do, because I think that what we've seen over the last year or two is you can build a team in short order. I helped. Maryland did that in 1 year. I mean, they got lucky with an all-time great freshman in Derek Queen.
Yeah, you need another DQ other guy, walking through that.
You got
door.
Another one of those, Chris?
Well, but they also they hit gold with Jacoby Gillespie, their point guard, who nobody you wouldn't have been able to pick him out of a lineup 2 years ago at Belmont. So they did the work. You can turn things around. That doesn't mean you can automatically turn yourself into a top 10 team. There are no more 3 or 4 year plans. It's a 1 year plan, maybe 2 years at most, and then you redo that. That's just kind of where we are right now, sadly.
Chris, thank you, buddy. Really appreciate the insight, man. Thanks for this.
Hey, may your NFL rule changes all come true.
We need them, brother.
Bless you.
We got our shot every year for about 72 hours. We try to solve the world's problems, and this is our time.
By the way, how good is that league, by the way, whatever that is, where they're like, we get the sense people may be talking about something else. Let's dangle some rule changes for the peasants.
Yeah, they need the help, right?
That's right.
They need to become more popular with those rule changes, for sure.
Poor league. All right, thanks, Naki. Good talking to you, pal. There's Chris Naki, Maryland basketball on Grant and Danny on The Fan. Nats baseball coming your way tonight. They are in Toronto to take on the Blue Jays, which means we've got to get you set for the first pitch. It is time for the leadoff ahead of Nats baseball, brought to you by the Window Man. Since 1989, the Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com. Check out their all-new Fairfax showroom.
Looking for a batting order, Grant? I can give that to you.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Thank you. And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you want it, you want one of those? Betting first, playing shortstop, see. Check. Abrams batting second in left field. James Wood batting third. Oh, hello there. Have a nice opening weekend. Get yourself a three-hole situation. K-Bear Ruiz doing the catching. Nathaniel Lowe batting fourth at first base. Josh Bell, your DH, batting fifth. Luis Garcia Jr. at second base, batting sixth. Paul DeJong at third base, batting seventh. Dylan Cruz batting eighth in right field. And your guy, my guy, our guy, Jacob Young, in center field, batting ninth.
So the theme for this Blue Jays series offensively for me is going to get the kids going. Got to get C.J. Abrams swinging it, hitting 154 through three games. And again, tiny sample, doesn't really matter. But you're either going to get off to a good start or bad start, right? You don't want to be 6, 7, 8 games into the season looking up, seeing a 154 batting average. So let's get a 2-for-4 if you're C.J. Abrams. Let's turn it around. James Wood hitting 167 with a 481 OPS. His lone extra base hit was comical. He just kind of flicked the ball out on a whoopsie swing that ended up hitting off the wall in left field.
He can do that. Most people can't.
Dylan Cruz is hitting 0 for the season. He is not yet gotten a hit, and he struck out in 8 straight at-bats, I think 5 of them on 3 pitches. It's really been a struggle for him. So I'd like to see those guys, Abrams, Wood, Cruz, Young, the key youngsters that are in this starting lineup every day, start to have a little more success. They're going to Rogers Center. It's an easy place to hit the ball out of the park. The Orioles hit 9 home runs in a series against the Blue Jays there. So I think this could be good to get the bats going.
You said it. There are 4 young, athletic, dynamic, hair on fire, really fun players in this lineup every day. It's right. Abrams, it's Wood, it's Cruz, it's Young. None of those 4 guys have gotten going. They're all hitting sub 170. Now, as you said, it's through 3 games. You wouldn't even notice it if it was June or July. You do notose it because it's now at the end of here, end of March. But I would love to get those guys going. That is the time to do it. Would be a good one tonight in Toronto.
The first start of the Nationals' career of Michael Soroka. What's going to become of Soroka? Do they trade him at the deadline because he's pitching well and they're bad?
That's my hope.
Does he pitch poorly enough that he's not even in the rotation for the rest of the year? Might he become an effective starter that ends up re-signing here that they want to actually keep around and build around? People forget that this was a great young talent at one point in time. He started on opening day for the Atlanta Braves as a 21-year-old. He's only 27, so they're taking a flyer on a guy who was a reliever for the most part last season with the Chicago White Sox. He's made just 18 starts since 2019. But in 18 and 19, first couple seasons of his career, he'd showed a lot of promise. So I'm excited to watch Michael Soroka tonight.
This is a very intriguing player to me. So they think they found something in his pitch mix that he adjusted when he went to the bullpen in Chicago. Did everybody follow that? So he was not pitching particularly well. Struggling an awful lot as he's kind of trying to reclaim his career from the time in Atlanta. He missed two full years with injury. So the pitch mix wasn't good. So they adjusted that when he was in the bullpen in Chicago. And Washington said, well, why don't you just do that, what you did out of the bullpen, but as a starter? And that's what they're trying to go with. We will see. That is a fascinating case to be made here.
Quick reminder, the Capitals game on Friday night is at home at Capital One Arena. We're going to be broadcasting right near the arena. A lot of you guys I know will be rocking your red, going to the game to see Ovi try to chase down Gretzky. But you should come hang out with us first. This is Friday afternoon from 2 to 6:30. Our show is going to be live for our Friday field trip series, which is back this spring. We're going to be at City Tap House, Penn Quarter, City Tap Kitchen and Craft. It's an awesome spot. I've been there. Food is really good. It's a great bar, good vibes, especially right before a Caps game in Penn Quarter in the neighborhood over by Capital One Arena.
901 9th Street, right there. Love it.
If you're making the trip, if you're planning on being at that game, you should just come by with us and have a little pregame situation.
Ooh, high five, have an adult soda. Let's go watch Ovi.
Enjoy yourselves this evening, whether you're watching the Nats, of course, listening to them here on 106.7 The Fan, catching up on the shows you missed over the weekend on the other side. It's all good. Just make sure you're back here at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Thanks to Darius, Ryan, Toby, Grant, and Danny saying so long on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.